than in response. It's Ecclesiastes chapter 11, verse 1 to 3. If the cloud be full of rain, they empty themselves upon the earth. Cast your bread upon the waters, and after many days, you'll find it again. When the cloud is full, the rain comes. And the rain is the Holy Spirit. And is the showers of divine ideas. Say showers of divine ideas. Let me quickly tell you how it works. In the life of Abraham, Abraham built the first cattle ranch in history. The first what? Cattle ranch. All the cattle farmers rear their cattle up and down. So the cattle are lean. And people want to buy, have to keep looking for them. There was no telephone. So they were suffering all around. The buyers are looking for them this way, they are that way. But Abraham dug wells, watered the pasture, and watered the cattle. They knew where his farm was, so the people began to go to his farm. And he became the breadwinner of his time. Abraham built the first cattle ranch in Bible history. Then we came to Isaac. Isaac built the first irrigation farming system. Isaac built the first irrigation farming system. He dug wells, they filled it, he dug again. Because we have waited for rain and rain is not coming. But there is water on the ground. We used to draw water in my father's farm to drink. Let's use the same water to water the farm. So Isaac began to dig wells. And using the water from the well to water the field. And Isaac became the breadwinner of the land. He became the richest farmer in his time through the innovation of irrigation farming. Can I hear your amen?
Amen.
And then we also saw Jacob. He built the first animal husbandry enterprise. He built it. He could rear cattle flock after the color of his choice. Can I hear your amen?
Amen.
Divine ideas. Say with me, the reign of divine ideas. Say it loud, the reign of divine ideas. The reign of divine ideas. We are back on there in 2 Chronicles chapter 26. We saw a young man called Uzziah who was operating in the revelation of Zechariah. And the Bible says he invented angels. Come and say invented. This man was operating in the covenant of prosperity. As long as he saw the Lord, God made him to prosper. And the prosperity included inventions. Come and say inventions. There are many challenges all over Africa. There are many challenges here in Gambia. Invention is solution creation. What do I call it? It is creation of solution that we call invention. So your giving qualifies you to be an inventor through the reign of divine ideas. Receive that in the name of Jesus. Receive that in the name of Jesus. Receive that in the name of Jesus. Joseph built silos all across Egypt and preserved food for 14 years. They gathered the food for 7 years and were distributing the food for another 7 years. No report of anything destroyed. Covenant is highly innovative in response. Can I hear your amen? How does God bless his people? He blesses us through the works of our hands. Say with me, the works of our hands. And whatsoever he doeth, it shall prosper. Psalm 1 and verse 1 to 3. Whatsoever he doeth, shall prosper. So your giving brings God's blessings upon the works of your hand. And the blessings of the Lord is what makes rich, and he has no sorrow to it. In Job chapter 1 verse 9, Satan was saying to God, doth Job serve you for naught? Have you not built an edge around him, around his house, and around that he has on every side? And you have blessed the works of his hand, and his substance is greatly increased in the land. When God blesses the works of your hand, your substance increases greatly in the land. Friends, your increase is just beginning. Can I hear your loudest amen? Abraham was a hard worker. Isaac was a creative worker. Jacob was a tireless worker. They were all highly prosperous. In all labor, there is profit. Can I hear your amen?
Amen.
In all labor, there is profit. In all labor, there is profit. And then number three, God blesses us through the reign of divine favor. Say divine favor. Say it loud, divine favor. The 400 years of lack and want of Israel in Egypt was terminated by divine favor. The misfortune of Africa shall be terminated by divine favor. No matter your present status today, God's favor will turn your fortune around. God said, I'm going to give these people favor in the sight of the Egyptians, so that when they go, they will not go away empty. Exodus 3:21. Favor. Come and say favor. And in 12:36, Exodus 12:36, God confirmed his word. The time to favor you has come. And that favor is provoked by the covenant of giving and receiving. He said, the rich among the people shall entreat thy favor. Psalm 45 verse 12. Favor is not free. Favor is provoked by your obedience. It is obedience that provokes the favor of God in your life. That favor is here on you. Can I hear your loudest amen? That favor has finally come on you. That favor has finally come on you. That favor is finally coming down on your life. That favor is finally coming down on your life. Back in Nigeria, our church, a very prosperous church, a highly prosperous church, a globally prosperous church, by covenant practice. You know, we got the light to keep acquiring more land, and we kept acquiring and kept acquiring. Today, you travel 80 kilometers around our perimeter. 80 kilometers. That to have the money is one, that people are willing to sell is another. Oh, everybody was bringing his land to be sold. We acquired everything, that what we had before cannot be seen on the map compared with what it is now. Friends, by the blessings of the Lord, no offerings were taken in church for it. The blessings of the Lord, it makes rich and it has no sorrow to it. Friends, I'd like you to know the covenant works, and works everywhere. Works everywhere. Works at every time. Economic recession or no economic recession, the covenant is superior. It's superior to economic climate. If you walk by the truth, you are bound to triumph. There is no alternative to that. Can I hear your amen? Well, apart from these blessings, there are covenant fringe benefits that money cannot buy, that your covenant practice brings to bear in your life. Number one, divine protection. Come and say with divine protection. Every covenant practitioner is divinely protected. You build an edge around him, around his house, and around all that he has on every side. Job 22 verse 25, he said, the Lord shall be thy defense. God becomes your security. If you read that scripture from 22, chapter 22 of Job verse 21, he said, acquaint now thyself with God and you be at peace. Receive, I pray thee, the law from his mouth and lay up his words in your heart. If you return to the Almighty, you shall be built up. Then you shall put iniquity far away from your tabernacle. Then you shall lay up gold as dust, and the gold of Ophir as the stones of the brook. Yea, the Almighty shall be thy defense, and thou shalt have plenty of silver. When you are into covenant practice, God is committed to your defense. Hear this. The last intrusion and invasion of evil you suffered is the last we ever suffer in your life. In Psalm 20, verse 1 to 3, he said, the Lord will send thee help out of his sanctuary as he remembers your offerings and your burnt sacrifices. There is help. The Lord heard in the day of trouble. The name of the God of Jacob defend thee. God will always defend covenant practitioners. From now, that is your portion. Number two, fringe benefit is divine help. Say with me, divine help. Blessed is he that considereth the poor. The Lord will hear him in the day of trouble. He will not deliver him unto the will of his enemy. He will prepare, make all his bed in his sickness. Psalm 41 verse 1 to 3. When you are in covenant practice, God becomes your private physician. He looks after you. In John 15 verse 5, he said, I am the vine, you are the branches. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he cuts off. And everyone that bears fruit, he makes fit, so he can bear more fruit. So God becomes your personal physician when you are in covenant practice. Can I hear your amen? Amen. And then finally, of course, longevity. Everybody say longevity. Say love, longevity. Here it is. Abraham lived to be 175 years. Isaac lived to be 180 years. Jacob lived for 143 years. Joseph lived for 110 years. Now, I have a patriarch in Nigeria. He will be 109 in August. How much? The man will be 109 years old in August. I saw his card before I left home. He wanted me to come and speak at his 77th year on the pulpit. How many years? He has been ministering for 77 years. He will be 109 years in August. And 77 years in ministry. And he's still on television. He still ministers on Sunday morning. He still prepares his message. Don't tell me longevity is an Old Testament issue. It is currently current. It's happening right now. I said 109 years old. 109 years old is in Nigeria. He's a minister of the gospel. He's still ministering. He still calls me on phone. When I call him, he still answers. They don't carry him. He dresses himself. He goes on appointment. At 109. But he's a great giver. He's still a great giver. He's still what? These are the attendant blessings that follow your covenant practice. It is no game. It's no game. It is no game. Divine health, divine longevity, they are all free benefits. There's no game about it. When I saw him, I loved the hand of God upon his life, so I plugged my life into him. If he stays 109, except Jesus comes, I will match it. I'll match it. Longevity is your portion. He said, look to Abraham, your father, Sarah, to Abiad, I want to bless you like I bless him. If bless Abraham with long life, you'll be blessed with long life. You will see your children's children to their fourth generation. You will see your children's children to their fourth generation. Hear me tonight and hear me well. I have walked this path for 27 clear years. It hasn't failed once. It's your turn to make your choice whether to obey God or not. He said, if you will diligently hearken to my voice, which you have done by sitting down quietly and observe to do what I said to you, how it applies to your life, and do them, he said, then the Lord your God will set you up on high above what? All nations of the earth. Above all nations of the earth. I was in America sometimes back, and then they brought the picture of our church out, the host of the conference, and ask all the delegates from all over the world. He said, point your hand in this direction, that we want this kind of spiritual awakening in our nations. They were using our church in Nigeria for an inspiration to the nations of the world. Because God is no respecter of color. God is no respecter of races. God is no respecter of nations. In every nation, everyone that fears him is equally accepted with them. Can I hear your amen? You are not poor because of where you are. You are poor because of where you are standing in God. When you stand correctly, your situation will change. You are not poor because you live in Africa. You are poor because you are not living according to the Bible. You are not in lack because you are black. You are in want because you are not working according to biblical covenant. Nothing about you is a disadvantage except your lack of understanding of the way out. Now that you have it, it's your choice. May I say this as I close? Our ministry has never drawn a dime from any nation of the world in doing what we are doing. We are drawing direct from heaven. And heaven is everywhere, so you can draw from where you are. He said, prove me now if I will not open the windows of heaven, not the windows of America. Windows of heaven, not the windows of Europe. Windows of heaven, not the windows of Asia. Prove me now if I will not open the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing. There will be not enough room to take them. Hear this. One blessed man can turn the fortune of a whole nation One blessed man can turn the fortune of a whole nation. One thoroughly blessed man can change the history of a whole nation. And I know such individuals are here today. People that will change the story of Africa are here today. If you are one of them, let me hear your loudest amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. But let me conclude as I say this. In 3 John verse 2, the Bible says, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. So the prosperity of your soul is what sets the pace for the prosperity of your life. So it requires a spiritual root to operate in kingdom prosperity. Except you are born again and a member of God's family, you are not entitled to the inheritance of the family. Are you? No matter how close you are to a family, if you are not a member, they cannot share their inheritance with you. When it's time to share inheritance, they excuse you. They say, please excuse us. We are having what? A family meeting. When we have a meeting of friends and well-wishers, we call you. But this one is what? Family meeting. Prosperity is one of the inheritance of the father for his children. So until you become a child of God, you are not a candidate. Number two, your spiritual stamina is what determines the level of prosperity that can be placed upon your life. Friends, I have never given a dime of bribe to any mortal man, to any mortal system on this earth. And I vow never to till I see Jesus face to face. You can't blame God for blessing me. No one can say I made him rich. You need spiritual resuscitation, spiritual stamina to qualify for the weight of glory that God has in store for you. I'd like you to be excited tonight. I'm going to be praying prophetically over you. There's a change on this land. I said there's a change in the nation of Gambia. There is a change in the nation of Gambia. There is a change in the nation of Gambia. Everyone that is here tonight that wants to give his or her life to Jesus, I'll pray for you first. Then I'll be praying the prophetic blessings upon you and upon the nation. Watch what happens. Between now and the next 1 year, we'll be telling another story altogether in this nation. The giants in the land, the economic giants in the land will begin to rise. They begin to take their covenant positions on this land and join in to change the story of our great nation. Can I hear your amen? First and foremost, everyone here that wants to give his or her life to Jesus, please stand to your feet where you are. I'm going to be praying over you. Stand to your feet. Everyone that wants to give his or her life to Jesus, wherever you may be in the pavilion, please stand to your feet. I'll be praying with you right now. Jesus is here. He wants you to be saved. He wants to write your name in the book of life. He wants to become a partaker of the inheritance of the Father. So wherever you are, stand to your feet. Please stand to your feet. You are not sure of your salvation. You want to be sure of your salvation tonight. Please stand to your feet. Jesus is waiting for you right now. He wants to bless you. He wants to save you. He wants to give you a new life. And that is what qualifies you for it. You need to accept him as your Lord and Savior. He said, except a man be born again, he cannot see what God has in store for him in the kingdom. And he said, he's born of water and of the Spirit. He cannot enter into the blessings of the kingdom. That is God's own condition. And you can only meet him on his terms, not on your terms. Everyone that's given his life to Jesus, please stand to your feet. Make your way towards the eyes, down, see us here. I'll be praying for you at a very close range. Wherever you are, please come down. Everybody that wants to give his or her life to Jesus, keep coming. Keep coming right now. Keep coming. Jesus is waiting to receive you. Keep coming. Jesus is waiting to receive you. It's never late to be right. He called Abraham at the age of 75. You can receive him right now. Come on now. Wherever you are, keep coming. Keep coming. Jesus is waiting for you right here. Keep coming. Keep coming. Keep coming. You have suffered enough. Outside the family, come home, come home. It's your chance to be saved. It's your chance to be saved. It's your chance to be born again. Please keep coming. Wherever you are, keep coming. Jesus is waiting to receive you right here. Keep coming now. Keep coming now. Keep coming now. Keep coming right now. He's waiting for you here. Keep coming. Keep coming. Keep coming. Keep coming. Keep coming. Keep coming. Keep coming.
Of the universe, and the Lord always. Master of the universe, of the Lord and you. You are the Lord, you are the Lord.
Your hands in prayers and lift up your right hand before the Most High God and speak to Him by yourself. Jesus, save me tonight. Forgive me my sins. Wash me with your blood. Make me a new creature. Deliver me from the power of sin. I believe you died for me. On the third day you rose again. That I may be justified. Right now, I believe I am forgiven. I'm justified. I'm saved. I'm born again. I'm a child of God. I am free from the power of sin. To serve the living God. Jesus, thank you for saving me. Jesus, thank you for making me a child of God. Jesus, thank you for delivering me from the power of sin. Jesus, thank you for making me a member of God's family. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Son of God. Thank you, my Savior. Amen. Keep those hands up as I pray for you. Heavenly Father, I pray over these special people. Let your grace rest upon them. Your grace brought them forward today. Let that grace keep them going for you. In the name of Jesus, I command the power of sin over your life to be broken. Now receive that grace to run this race successfully to the end in the name of Jesus. And when Jesus shall appear, you shall appear with him in glory. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. Please open your eyes. Congratulations. 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 Welcome to a life of new beginnings. Welcome to a life of honor. Welcome to a life of dignity. Whatever habit had been tormenting your life, it is free. You are free from them tonight. In Jesus' name. Please open your eyes. I need for them to get your information, your name and everything, so we can pray with you. And then be a blessing to you. Please follow them this way quickly in 1 minute. Thank you. Give the Lord a big hand of praise, everybody. Give the Lord a big hand of praise for the harvest tonight. Glory to God. Glory to God. Some fellows experienced God's hand last night as I prayed over you. You got a testimony last night. Please come down to the front here. We take that a bit before I quickly pray for the saints of God. Everyone that got a touch of Jesus last night and you want to share your testimony tonight, very briefly, one second, just come down in front. They will look after you. Now let's sing. Everybody rise to your feet. Let's praise him a few minutes. Give the Lord a big hand of praise, everybody. I'd like you to pray this prayer over your life before you sit down. Jesus said, I have power to lay down and I have power to take it again. I'd like you to receive the giving power in your life tonight. Paul said, as you increase in everything, see that you abandon this grace also. How many want to receive the giving grace tonight? The giving grace is the secret behind financial greatness. When the giving grace comes on you, financial greatness is on the way coming to you. lift up your two hands and begin to ask the Lord, grant to me tonight the giving grace in my life in the way I've never known before. Grant me the grace for liberality. Pray that prayer over your life right now. Because behind financial greatness is the giving grace. 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 Pray that prayer over your life. It is more blessed to give than to receive. In the name of Jesus. Keep those hands up right now. A change has finally come to take place in your life. I decree the release of the giving grace over your life. Receive it in the name of Jesus. From this hour, giving shall become a delight to your soul. From this time, you shall no longer give under duress. Giving shall no longer be a stress to you. In the name of Jesus. Behind financial greatness is the flow of the giving grace. Receive that flow of the giving grace in your life in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' precious name. In Jesus' precious name. In Jesus' precious name. God's word is the carrier of God's power. Whatever word has been sown into your heart tonight, it is the incorruptible seed of God. It must bring forth harvest. Receive the harvest of this word in the name of Jesus. Receive the harvest of this word in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Give Jesus a big hand. Take your seat 1 minute.
Adebisi Okocha.
What happened?
2 weeks ago, I was having this severe pain in my stomach. I could hardly breathe properly. Scan cannot tell. What will happen is, because you are in severe pain, I will give you some medication. If the pain still persists, you will have to come and refer you for x-ray or something like that. So I decided to go on the medication. After the medication, the pain is still there, and I was still telling my husband, I said, I think I'll have to go back to the hospital, even though I don't like it. But yesterday, coming here, and Papa said we should say what we want, we should tell God what we want, I laid it onto God that I don't want to go back to the hospital with this pain. And tonight, when Papa said, if you have any testimony, I decided to check myself, because this is the pain that if I breathe in, if I take in a deep breath, I will feel the pain. I took in a deep breath, I pressed my stomach, and the pain is not there. I just want to return all the glory.
Give Jesus a big hand of praise.
I'm a minister of God. 3 years ago, I had a dream when I flew into the Gambia. I had a dream where my bishop was ministering and I was there. So when I woke up in the morning, I said, how could this be? Could I invite the bishop to come and minister where I would be? I found it and I reasoned it to be very impossible. But today, I am here and the bishop ministered. So at the conference this morning, we were there. When we stood up to pray, as the bishop prayed, a leaf of about 20 millimeters by 50 millimeters dropped from my suit, and they came out from a very decent apartment, and I came with a very decent car. How could such leaf hung on my body without me knowing that? So after the ministration, a leaf, a very dry leaf, fell off from my body, which means a great deliverance has taken place. The dream I dreamt some years ago, God has delivered me actually.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Now hear this today. Everyone that keys into the word you have heard, for the next 1 year, If you don't experience a change, then there is something wrong somewhere. But I know, because Isaac sowed in that land and in that year, the Lord increased him 100-fold. Between now and the next 1 year, you are in the 100-fold company of increase. Stand to your feet. Lift up your two hands to heaven and thank God for the harvest, the miracle harvest from the word you have heard tonight. Just lift up those hands and thank God for it before I pray. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for the miracle harvest from the word tonight. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' precious name, I speak his blessings upon your life tonight. Be blessed. In your going out, be blessed. In your coming in, be blessed. In the works of your hand, be blessed. I command the special release of the giving grace upon your life tonight. Receive it in the name of Jesus. If anyone is afflicted in his or her body, be set free in the name of Jesus. If anyone is a victim of the oppression of the devil in any way, you are liberated in the name of Jesus. I decree tonight that the blessings of God come upon you and overtake you. The prophetic word concerning your life for the next 1 year, grace to walk until you see it come to pass, receive it in the name of Jesus. Whatever represents a curse on your life or a spell on your life, I command them broken now in the name of Jesus. The same way God blessed Isaac within 1 year, within the next 1 year, you are a testimony to the whole nation. You are a testimony to the whole nation. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Grace to walk in the light of His Word. Grace to maintain high-level spirituality. Grace to walk in the light of His Word that will bring His Word to pass in your life. Receive it in the name of Jesus. I decree God's blessings upon the nation of Gambia. I decree God's blessings upon the government and the people of Gambia. I decree God's blessing upon all the various sectors of the national life of Gambia. Let it be, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Let it be, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Let it be, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Let it be, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. I decree the blessings of the Lord upon the churches in Gambia. Receive it in the name of Jesus. I decree growth and expansion upon the church of God in Gambia. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Blessed be your name, Lord. Everyone that has worked to make this event a success, be blessed in the name of Jesus. 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 Jesus told the lepers, go and show yourself to the priest. I speak to you prophetically right now. As you go from here, begin to reflect these blessings all the days of your life. You will never forget tonight in a hurry in your life. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father Lord. Blessed be your name. Give the Lord a big hand.